Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA Mother Podcast. You already know what it is. Fam, what's good, man?
Yo, what's good, my G?
Hold on real quick. My niggas, y'all leave the hip-hop talk to me and this nigga. You heard? What's poppin', my G? I just gotta get that out. What's good, man?
Yo, you know what's good, man? We got the fucking social media on fire right now. Fucking Meek Mill's in that 2-4.
2 to 4 years, Sean. Found guilty, violated probation. Meek's been on papers since he's on probation since 2009, stemming from a weapons and drugs charge. Also had a fight at an airport, caught two cases at assault at a St. Louis airport, followed by a reckless driving arrest in New York City with his dirt bike. Your thoughts, my G? This is crazy.
Well, from what they're saying, the probation he violated was the probation from when he was 19 riding a dirt bike in New York. You know, I'm reading what everybody's saying. This is the violation. He violated that probation. So this is pretty staggering stuff, man.
It's petty, Meek though, my nigga. Aren't they being petty with this man, though, man?
Meek clearly had real-time haters in the Philadelphia judicial system. It was clear. It was clear when he was going through his other stuff that, you know, he had beef. I mean, remember, he had Nicki writing letters for him.
Right.
The violating him right now, you know, I don't see what – I mean, petty's not the word, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
2 weeks before Thanksgiving, my G? I mean,
yo, he just
come on, man.
He just took 35 kids to the Philly game. You know what I'm saying?
A word?
Yeah.
Mm.
He's just a prime example that at the end of the day, they look at us as criminals in the justice system. I'm looking at white cops kicking black people unarmed, and they don't do no time. Meek is gonna do 2 to 4 for dirt bike violation when he was 19 years old. That's kind of fucking my head up, man. And
no, hold on. Let me ask you a question. You and I did a segment when Safari and Meek Mill had a situation, right? I thought, and I'm not saying that's the reason he got bagged up either. Do you think without them saying that's another reason why they was fucking with him, though, because of that Safari situation?
No.
Low-key?
Not even low-key, no.
I think that they looked at that also, and obviously they couldn't put no charges on him because of that. Huh?
That was no situation. Meek didn't do anything. There was no situation. Meek didn't do anything.
He didn't do nothing but guilty by association. His crew was there, the Dream Chasers, and I'm pretty sure the Alphabet Boys or Philly Police was looking at that shit also what happened in L.A. That's my personal opinion. I'm not saying I'm right, and I'm not saying that's the main reason why he violated, but I think they looked at that also. In my opinion, I could be wrong. I'm just throwing it out there. You know what I mean?
Well, they're basically saying it's multiple violations. So in their mind, he's violated his probation multiple times. So that could be anything he's ever done. They just said, well, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. They can just, anything he's ever got, they can use it. But, I mean, I think it's a loss. Meek is one of the actual popular rappers who still does street hip-hop. Even though he works with humble rappers, he still is new in the way he does street real hip-hop that gives you that street feel that people like. And he merges it with today's artists. To me, it's a loss. You know, one less Meek Mills is one less relevant artist today, and you're just going to have a wave of a new generation of hip-hop artists that people may not gravitate to. So me personally, I'm going to miss Meek Mills' album, and this is fucked up, man, to me. Listen,
both of us are fathers. So we know, you know, that man got kids. I think he got a son. I think he does, a young boy, his little man and shit. Like, I just think the timing of this. I mean, obviously, he had court today. So do you think him walking into court today, in the back of his mind, he felt he was going to get backed up? Or he probably thought he didn't feel that way? Or does some of these niggas feel untouchable? Let's be real. Driving a Wraith and having money and rocking 4 or 5 Dream Chasers chain make you feel invincible sometimes.
No, but when you have people like Jason Whitlock who always say it's never a race issue with millionaires, it's a class issue. There is no class. Meek Mills has money. His money couldn't get him out of this. Okay?
Right.
usually when you rich and you have this kind of money, you can somehow get out of the judicial system. They will put you on probation. They will figure out ways, you know, big lawyers to fight the case. You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly stayed out of jail forever because they had lawyers keeping you out. Meek Mill came in there with money, and they still looked at him like, fuck you, nigga. We violating you. And it's just bugged out to see it, man. It's bugged out to see it. They calling it multiple violations.
Do you think Meek, in a sense, that's why I was going back to the invincible word, and like he said it before on numerous occasions, I see interviews with him, that he should have got out of Philly because he said the police was messing with him a lot in Philly right there. You know what I'm saying? Do you think at all he had to keep his nose clean? No, you do everything. I mean, stay in the crib, goddammit. Because I remember, I'm pretty sure you watch Everything That Moves. It was just recently he was in New York and they was fucking with him. Remember that? They had footage of that and everything.
Wow. Nicki Minaj just tweeted out, don't drop the soap.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she tweeted it at 5 o'clock.
Are you serious, bro?
I'm looking at it.
Yo, that's wild. My nigga, that's wild corny, though. Can we both agree with that? I know we disagree on a lot of shit, but can we agree on that's wild corny?
She deleted it.
She did?
That's what I saw. Look, I'm looking at the screenshot. It said it says don't drop the soap, and then it shows the monkey. Okay, this is not that. This is from May 16th.
Okay, good. All right. Because I don't think Nicki would take it there. I don't think she's the type of person that's going to take it. That's a dude that she dealt with. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you're going to see no dude dealt with. You know what I mean?
This is a tweet from May that niggas drug up and they threw it out there.
Gotcha. So they went into the archives, saved the files, and come to find out some other bullshit, right?
Yeah. But I will just tell you this, just to show you how the impact Meek Mill has, it's just the number one trending topic on social media. Everybody's talking about it. Okay?
Right.
It's a big deal, man. Meek Mills was a part of this new generation of rap stars. And my God, 2 years, yo, in hip hop, 2 years is a lifetime. 2 to 4? Well,
yeah, that's a damn long time. What did he do to deserve 2 to 4, my nigga? Come on, 2 to 4?
But here's the thing. He was
That's 2019, my nigga.
He was still on probation from something that he was 19.
My nigga, he's been on paper since 2009, bro. 2009. This man been on papers. Listen, man. You get one of them fancy Jewish lawyers, man, I would have asked him, yo, can you get me the fuck out of Philly, man? You can go to different places and still be on probation. Just get me the fuck out of Philly. I always felt Meek should have done that because I've seen him on numerous times saying Philly police don't like him. So if I'm knowing that Philly police, nigga, you live in New York City. 5-0 is all over the goddamn place. You know that better than anybody. Okay, policeman, I mean, I live in Florida. We don't have police like New York police where they can jump out the fucking train station and plainclothes cops and just bag you up for whatever the fuck the reason is. I just felt Meek should have got the fuck out of Philly. I don't know how you feel about that, but I've been saying that for years, my nigga. You need to get the fuck out of that place, man.
I mean, that's his home, man, and that's where he loved to be. When he left Nicki Minaj, he could have pulled, I'm going to go live in Atlanta. I'm going to go live in a thing. But some people, some hip-hop artists, love where they from. Where they from is what made them. It's where their creative juices came from. So, for example, if you look at a guy like Snoop or Ice Cube or Dr. Dre, when they got their fame and their fortune, they stayed in Los Angeles. They didn't leave. Other people leave, you know, and that's their right. For whatever the reason is, Meek felt he needed to be back in Philly. The cops was hating on him. There's no question about it. They was hating on him.
But that's the main reason why I'm saying that, fam. See, the point you just made is that the cops don't like him.
And here's the thing. I believe that Meek has some haters that are celebrating this. He really got haters.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
He got a lot of people in Philly who believe he should have took a lot of people with him. So, you know, they're happy.
Yes.
You know, he has people in the hip-hop industry who love Drake so much that they're just happy because he had the audacity to battle Drake.
Yes.
So you have a lot of people who was showing their two colors on this. This man had a lot of haters, man. Straight up.
And let me piggyback on there, man. You, my niggas, knock that off, man. Just because you don't like a nigga's music or you might not like his persona, nigga, there's many rappers I don't like, but I don't want to see no black man, no rapper getting bagged up away from his family, especially when he left the street life alone to do something positive with himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where? And the thing is, I wasn't, like, I'm not even thinking about that Safari shit. Because they're saying multiple violations. So that means they looking at him and they was praying and couldn't wait for him.
That's
to
what
come
I'm
back
saying,
to
my nigga. That's what I'm saying, man. You can't tell me.
No, when they say multiple, that means they picking out any and everything he's ever done. Oh, you was in a club in Los Angeles and there was a fight broke out. You was there. Like, they on it like that. And you know, to me, I'm taking it the way I really feel, man. Look, you a black man in this justice system, man. You think you're gonna get a fair shake with these hating ass motherfuckers? You ain't getting one. You know what I'm saying?
In the words of Trick Daddy Dollars, man, you still a nigga.
And that's what it comes down to. Your money can't shield you. So no Jason Whitlock, it's never a class thing. LeBron James was called a nigga, no matter that he's damn near a billionaire. Meek Mills got a lot of M's. Even though he's doing stuff for the kids, even though he's trying to get on the right path, y'all got him on probation from stuff he did when he was 19 years old, and y'all couldn't wait to send him back. You got white racists and haters celebrating today. Me, I ain't celebrating. I don't like it. I fuck with this
me
music,
neither.
Man.
Me too.
You know?
But even if we did fuck with his music, though, we still don't want him to get bagged up.
No. I understand that. But I'm just saying, now I'm speaking as a fan. I fuck with Meek, man. I fuck with Meek. We do a battle rap show. Meek
me
come
too.
From battle rap. You know what I'm saying? This is where he come from. You niggas want to see early Meek? Look at him. He's out there battle rapping your favorite hood niggas. This nigga represented the urban essence, the streets of everything we love about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And that realism, that real life he lived, that shit now, they violating him on it. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. My nigga, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face, man. And I understand some niggas don't want to leave where they from because of comfort zone. They ain't going to let nobody push them out of their city. They run their city. I get all that, my nigga. But sometimes, bro, you got to get the fuck out of Dodge, my nigga, just for your own sense of sanity. So shit like this won't happen. Especially when you know Philly police, they got it in for you.
See, so here's the thing.
This is when you got to protect yourself as a black man.
So here's the thing. Lil Wayne got violated in New York City. That's why he was like, fuck New York. You know what I'm saying? You're a black man. Cops just ain't fucking with you no matter where you are, especially when you're young, rich, and black. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just talking about our whole judicial system as it is. You know? I'm watching so many white people, rich, get off on shit. You know, doing shit, getting off. And Meek, just reading that Meek been on probation since he was 19. I mean, that's not even giving you a fair chance at life. You know he a rapper. This man got to move. Come on, what y'all going to keep on house arrest forever? Yo, this shit is deep, man. 2 to 4 is no
my
joke.
Nigga, they made sure 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, my nigga. I, it doesn't matter what day it is, to be honest. You get back. But Jesus, my Lord, man. You wake up this morning throwing your outfit on to go to court. You probably feel because you got M's, like you said a minute ago. You going in with your lawyer and shit, with your white Jewish lawyer, whatever, Robinowitz, Robert Rosenberg, whatever these cats is. And you run up in the court and they tell you, nah, bro, we giving you 2 to 4. You thought you was coming in, you thought shit was sweet? No, we giving you that 2 to 4. I think it's a fucked up situation, man. I hate to see brothers that, you know, that put themselves out of, that put themselves, got themselves from the streets to a different tax bracket, notoriety, and to get back, I think that's just fucked up, man. You know what I mean? Crazy, my nigga.
No doubt.
All right, my G, take us home, man.
PSA Podcast. Battle Rap. Hip Hop Appreciations.
All that.
Sports. NBA Talk. We got it on Lizzie. Lockdown.
That's what it is, my G. Easy.